Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The ACT Party's bill to abolish compulsory membership of student unions remains bogged down in its committee stage. Taking advantage of the order in which bills are debated when the House turns to members' bills every second Wednesday, the opposition has been mounting a filibuster that's kept the ACT Party's bill where it's been since last December. With members' bills coming after private and local bills, Labor, joined in this instance by the Greens and the Māori Party, have dawdled through the committee stage of bills such as the Westpac New Zealand bill, so as to avoid returning to the interrupted debate on the Education Freedom of Association Amendment bill, now in the name of the ACT Party's Heather Roy. Beginning the committee stage of the Westpac bill at the end of the general debate on Wednesday afternoon, members returned from dinner to continue debate on part two until the committee chairman, Eric Roy, accepted a closure motion from the government, drawing the inevitable protest from Labor's chief whip, Rick Barker.
Has the question been now put?
Point of order.
Point of order, Rick Barker.
Mr. Chairman, I know it's perfectly within your realm to make the decision of whether or not to put the closure motion, and I will accept your decision without quibble or qualification, but I would make the point, Mr. Chairman, that this is Members' Day. Now, Members' Day is very unusual for the government to use its majority to foreclose on debates. And I just want to make the point, that if the government wishes to do this, then it's going to change the nature of Members' Day, and I think the government should reflect on this action before it does it. We're perfectly happy for the whips to ring this side and have a talk to us about matters and negotiate these things, but this hasn't happened. Right. I just want to make the point very clear to them that we need cooperation with running this House.
You've made the point very splendidly, but I am going to give the House the opportunity to determine whether or not it is time to close the debate. The question is, the question be now put. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. So the question is, that part two stand part. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. Question now is, that part three stand part. Honourable Leanne Dalziel.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for the opportunity to enter into the debate. I think one of the most important debates that we're having tonight on this bill, the two clauses that it represents. Mr. Chairman, the reason that I...
Following Leanne Dalziel, in similar vein, her caucus colleague Shane Jones.
At 8 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. So I'd like to augment in a very modest fashion...
Becoming of the member, a typically modest fashion.
That which has been offered. So I might wait till the senior member moves, so the wisdom's blinding me at the moment.
You've taken a minute.
Part three. So I want to direct our attention to section 26.
After completing the committee stage on the Westpac bill without making any amendments, MPs resumed debate on the Royal Society bill, interrupted in its committee stage last Members' Day. A private bill requiring the Royal Society to include the humanities, such as art and drama, the bill was in the name of Labor's Grant Robertson.
Members, we now move to further consideration of the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill. And members, when we last considered the bill, the debate was on Clause 4, and Grant Robertson had the call, and he has 1 minute remaining.
Mr. Chair.
Grant Robertson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and welcome colleagues back to the Royal Society of New Zealand Bill. Absolutely. It's the highlight of Mr. Tremaine's evening and perhaps life to be here for this. When I was last speaking, I was working my way through...
Chris Tremaine is National's chief whip, and it was his caucus colleague Alan Peachey who called for an end to the opposition's filibuster.
It's time that this nonsense stopped. There is support across the House for this bill. And as chairman of the Select Committee that chaired the hearings into the bill, I think it is time that I, at least on behalf of this side of the House, apologise to the Royal Society for the way that this piece of legislation that is very, very important to society is being made a farce by the tactics of the opposition.
Mr. Peachey's call for the opposition to end its filibuster was ignored, and debate was interrupted by the adjournment at 10 with 18 clauses still to go. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.